We're going to be speaking to Motlanalo, who is a versatile songbird, right? She adapts to any genre. I think above it all, I'm interested in hearing a little bit more about her, the tapestry of her music, and how she actually managed to find her voice. Don't want to touch that dial, because I'm going to be coming back with Motlanalo just after this.
It's the eve of the new mindset. We are elevating frequencies. Raza FM. Bumalanga.
Motlanalo, good morning. Thank you so much for making time to speak to us this morning.
Morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. How are you doing?
I am perfect. Compliments of the new season.
Compliments. Complete. Happy New Year, man. You know, they always say it's best to say Happy New Year. And it's always a Happy New Year if you're seeing the person for the very first time in the new year.
True.
Yeah, so your name means a bearer of hope. Am I pronouncing it right, Motlanalo?
It's how I'm interpreting it, you know,
because yeah.
Motlanalo means I came with something, so I just translated it into the bearer of hope.
Ah, makes sense. And mm-hmm. and I'm happy you're saying,
I'm saying in simple sibedi just means what I came with something, so that's why it was easy for me to say it's the bearer of hope.
Yeah.
So I'm coming with hope into the music industry with the genre.
Khuri urutwere to something.
Yeah.
I'm super interested to finding out a little bit more about you as we proceed with the conversation. Now, I think I'm interested also in understanding a little bit more about your name, and how has you bringing something shaped your journey and identity as a musical artist?
So, you know, as an artist that is young as I am, normally people will think that I'll just go for like the high tempo ones and all of that, because music that I do is definitely for the mature crowd, you know, for everyone, but more likely for the mature crowd. So because of how I was brought up and how I grew up, I, you know, decided to, you know, go for the Afro genre, and I wanted something different. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to sing in English 80% of the time. What I'm going to do is stay true to, you know, my native language, which is Sepedi, and that is how, you know, it shaped my music. Because when I was still growing up, my uncles and my family always had to pray, oh, the likes of Boringo, Bohuma Sekela, Boselogalani, you know, Intsipuma. So that's where I drew my inspiration from. Also, I'm a spiritual emotional singer, so I wanted something that was gonna, you know, connect with me in the heart and also possibly heal, you know, the world that listens to my music.
I'm happy you also touched on a little bit of background on the music you grew up listening. I think now that you've identified with Afropop, disco, Afro jazz, how do you blend these styles while, of course, staying true to the roots of Ruta Sepedi?
To be honest, what made it easier, like I said, is how I grew up. I grew up under my grandmom. My mom was very much present. It's just that obviously when you're kids, you know, gravitate towards grandmama. So she would always teach me, like, in Sepedi, I think you guys say it's Thakazelo.
Yeah.
You know, plan praises. Yeah, she taught me that. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to, like, translate this into, like, a song. So staying true to that for me was very much easy, because I got to blend in three worlds. I stayed in Tranin in the villages, moved to Palaborai, to the location and stuff. Then I moved to Polokwane. So all of that shaped how my music comes out. So it's definitely easy for me, because I look at the stories of people and, you know, relate to them. So staying true to, you know, modern and folk taste, blending them together, for me became easier when time went.
And I think if anything, this just is a highlight of all of these things, and when you get to win all of these awards that you've won, like the MEC's Excellence Awards, the Lima Satma nominations, all of these just come handy because you literally have a story to tell. Now, I think from winning the Lima's nominations, of the 16 Satmas, MEC's Excellence Awards, you've been recognized for your immense contribution to music. So what would you say this means to you, knowing that you have a background and a story to tell, bearing in mind Khori, or it's something?
You know, I was very happy for people to receive my music the way they received, and having to be recognized by the department. And also San Meropa as well, making me their ambassador. It was just, I think, looking at a young girl just trying to be as cultural as possible, but also, you know, embracing the culture and heritage in a modern way so that it also relates to you know, my fellow in terms of age youth-wise. So for me, it means a lot because in the music industry, in 4 months just after releasing and launching my brand, I won my first award. Mm. And it was like what introduced me into the industry. I remember when I was on the stage of Lima, I even performed Mata Iroha, song that titled after my grandmom. So that for me means that people do see my work, and I did a right choice to choose the genre that I did and staying true to singing in the language that is my birthright, you know. So for me, it means a lot, and I just wanted to accelerate from there, and I never looked back.
Mm-hmm. And I see, Khuri, you have a recent project, can you please say that for me? Mochiwele. Yes, I got that right.
Yeah.
What message do you hope it conveys to people who listen to it and any other person really, like in the whole globe?
So Mochiwele is my second album.
Yeah.
It carried me for like almost 3 years now. Because in terms of the genre that I do, you don't need to be releasing music like every day. When you have an album that has 14 tracks, people, you know, get to choose their favorites, later go back to the ones that they didn't listen to and listen to them. They're like, oh my God, this song is nice. But now I stayed for that long because, you know, even if I perform my music from the first album, people still get, you know, a beautiful feeling from it. So the next project for me is Nkamogele Ke Nna album, which is themed around love. You know, so this Valentine's, people will be singing to it for sure. But this album, no matter I'm single or I'm married or I have a boyfriend or I don't, for me, I advocate for love and marriages. So singing about love has always been something that I want, because we don't want to be given advices outside to say love is bad. Love is very beautiful amongst family, amongst friends, amongst, you know, lovers. So for me, it was like, you know what, I'm going to do a love album. So the Nkamogele Ke Nna album is about love. It's about celebrating just our feelings and being, you know, not shy about expressing how much we love people around us.
Now that you mentioned it, I think I and the listeners would like to hear something from Nkamogele Ke Nna. We also, Lina re nyaka go utlwa. Please give us something.
I can't please that you will see fair. That's as far as I can go. I'm going to give you an invoice.
No, man, all the best for this year and your new project. And as we wrap it up, where can people be in touch with you? Where can people listen to your music, download, stream, all of that?
So people can just go to my social media pages on Facebook. It's Motlanalo, on Instagram, on Twitter, on TikTok. And also, if they want to get in touch with me or book me, they can just email it motlanaloevents@gmail.com. That's motlanaloevents@gmail.com. Or call me on 060-609-7160.
There we had
it.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for your time. And I wish you all the best for this year and your new project. I can't wait to have you in the studio. Bona, make time for us. Please, we'd like to have you in the studio.
Of course,
studio.
Thank you.
Lovely stuff. Have a good one.
Thank you, bye.
There we had it, man. Motlanalo. Beautiful stuff, beautiful music. Bona, she's a songbird, a songstress, you name it. She just does amazing stuff for us right there. And as we continue with the show, we're going to be wrapping up in a short bit, but here's some Kelly Khumalo with Bazo Khuluma. We on 1148 on your Rise FM.